This is a Fox News alert, another somber milestone. I'm Lisa Lacera. 900,000 American lives have been lost to COVID-19, according to Johns Hopkins University.
That's more people than live in Indianapolis, San Francisco, or Charlotte, North Carolina. Deaths in the last couple of months have been fueled in part by the especially contagious Omicron variant. The milestone comes more than 13 months after the start of a vaccination drive in the U.S. The CDC says just 64% of the American population is fully vaccinated. When vaccines were rolled out in December 2020, the COVID death toll was at about 300,000. It hit 600,000 in mid-June and 800,000 in December. It took just 51 more days to get to 900,000. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
The CDC is continuing its endorsement of Moderna's COVID vaccine for adults now that they have full FDA approval. Former Vice President Mike Pence with a strong rebuke for his old boss after former President Trump earlier this week claimed that Pence could have overturned the 2020 election results.
I had no right to overturn the election. The presidency belongs to the American people and the American people alone. And frankly, there is no idea more un-American than the notion that any one person could choose the American president.
And with the comments to the Conservative Federalist Society in Florida, vice presidents only play a ceremonial role in counting the electoral ballots. Pence was in the Capitol during the January 6th riot when some in the mob were shouting, "Hang Mike Pence," as he and other members of Congress were rushed to safety. Lawyer Michael Avenatti has been convicted in New York on charges he cheated adult film star Stormy Daniels out of $300,000 she was supposed to get for writing a book about an alleged affair with former President Trump. Wall Street, the Dow lost 21 points, the Nasdaq gained 219, the S&P up 23. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
By a vote of 222-210, a bill that would boost the production of computer chips in the U.S. has passed the House.
So just think of what this is going to mean to the automotive industry when we have domestic made-in-America chips readily available and not be at the mercy of other countries.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the bill will ensure that America is preeminent in manufacturing, innovation, and economic strength and can outcompete any nation, though Republicans argue the bill is toothless and falls short of what's needed to hold China accountable for a range of actions. Nearly 60,000 people in Minnesota have spoken in the state's 2022 Name a Snowplow contest.
One winner for each of the 8 districts statewide, leading the way, Betty Whiteout, with 40,024 votes. The plow with her name will clear the roads in District 8. Coming in second, Control Salt Delete, with just over 21,000 votes. The Big Leplowski, Plowsaurus Rex, Scoop Dog, Blizzard of Oz, No More Mr. Ice Guy, Edward Blizzard Hands round out the other 6. The DOT asked people in December to submit fun names and received more than 22,000 suggestions and narrowed it down to 50 finalists. The winners joined the crew from last year that included...
No, I am your father.
Darth Blader. CJ Papa, Fox News.
Britain's Queen Elizabeth will mark 70 years on the throne Sunday, a reign that's unprecedented. That's seen as a sign of stability as the UK navigated through uncertain times. The Queen, now 95, has witnessed the end of the British Empire, the rise of multiculturalism, and more recently, Brexit and the COVID pandemic. Royal watchers say Sunday is likely to be bittersweet for the Queen, marking not just her long reign, but the death of her father, King George VI. I'm Lisa LaSera, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.